In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Looking past Apple's new iPhone. We'll talk with Dan Gallagher in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple is scheduled to release the latest version of the iPhone on Wednesday. The upgrades are expected to be modest, and as such, the sales forecasts are modest as well. But this may leave Apple with more room for innovations in future iPhone models, according to Dan Gallagher, Heard on the Street columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Dan joins us now. Dan, the model that comes out tomorrow, are they making any changes? I mean, what's this I hear about eliminating the headphone jack? That hardly smacks of innovation to me.
when companies take remove ports from devices, it actually provides more room inside the devices to put more stuff. And so Apple's done this in previous products like the Mac, like its MacBooks and everything. It eliminates ports. So the leaks so far suggest that the headphone jack's going to go away. And there's going to be apparently some other improvements. It might have a design that's waterproof and some other improvements, but it's also expected to look very similar to the way the 6 and the 6S have looked over the last 2 years.
Is there no provision for a headphone jack? I mean, how are people expected to listen in private?
Well, it would be, the charger connector, the Lightning connector, actually can be used as a headphone output as well. Okay. You just need headphones designed for that. Or you could use a wireless set of headphones like wireless earbuds or Bluetooth headset.
What are analysts projecting as far as sales forecasts? Aren't they expected to grow around 5% for the next year after falling the previous year?
Yeah, I mean, the Apple's fiscal year runs every September. So for the one that we're in, and so far, unit sales have been down about 9%. That's what's going to reflect. So there's expected to be a little bit of a bounce back in this cycle mostly because of an easy comparison. A 5% gain in this current fiscal year, that's the current estimate from analysts on Wall Street. But that's actually kind of a low bar when you think about it. And so with the device they show tomorrow, even if it's not a huge significant change, has the potential for Apple to still provide some upside to those sales estimates.
Why don't we talk about what may happen down the road? What sort of innovations might Apple be planning for future versions of the iPhone?
Well, hard to say because they, of course, don't say anything until they bring their device out. But the leaks that we're seeing, and other bits of intelligence suggest they're going to put like an OLED display, organic light emitting diode that helps make displays really thin and bright. Even sometimes they can be flexible, depending on how the device is designed. Could be an all glass body. Those are some of the rumors that we see right now that may be coming next year. And you never know with Apple. They might have a lot of other things up their sleeve to make the display more shatter resistant, make the device more waterproof, improve the battery. There's so many ways to go when you improve these devices that are beyond just how it looks.
People have been talking about how the glory days for the iPhone may be past Apple because, you can only upgrade it so many times, but still, sales could really spike for future models, couldn't they? I mean, you couple the new features that could appear in Apple models with the fact that iPhone owners who've been holding onto their phones longer are due for upgrades. So that could be a perfect sort of situation for Apple.
Yeah, that helps them. They have a very large user base, and they have a lot of those users that are on older devices. So that helps with the upgrades. The problem Apple faces is that they have a user base that's so large right now, it's very hard for them to deliver huge jumps each year. Especially in sales, to change that would mean they have to start taking, share from like lower Android markets where they're cheaper. And those are places Apple doesn't really play in anyway. So I think, we're probably past the days where you see huge double digit gains in sales every year of the iPhone because it is a more mature market. But that doesn't mean it's not a good business for them to be in. People are going to be carrying their own smartphones for many years to come. And they have a very strong position in that market, even if it's not going up 20-30% every year the way it was in their earlier years of the iPhone.
And, it's a legendary brand, obviously, so that helps Apple. People are going to continue to buy iPhones for years to come.
Yes.
What event is taking place where this new iPhone is being released tomorrow?
Well, it's they do these product unveils. They usually do them in San Francisco. That'll be in San Francisco tomorrow in, right about midday. And this is typically what they've done every year. They invite the media out and analysts and other sorts, and they show off. And tomorrow might be not just the iPhone. There might have a new Apple Watch in store, or maybe some redesigns of the Mac. It's sometimes hard to say on those other products because the leaks and plans can shuffle around. The iPhone is expected to be the main thing going on tomorrow.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.